T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris, we're going to see if this works. At long last, we meet.
How are you guys?
Oh, this is great. I got you.
Do you base the start of your day on when the president starts to tweet, Chris?
No. And if I did, if I'm that connected with what the president's doing, I need to get probably a checkup from the neck up.
Chris, first of all, Chris and I have talked to each other too much over the last 6 or 8 months. It's been over a year, Chris, actually. Since we connected on the show.
Happy anniversary, Brian.
Yeah, and thank you, and same to you. When we did the show Primary Source on New England Cable News, where I covered the New Hampshire primary, came on all the time. And if we had Zoom back then, Chris, we wouldn't have had all the troubles we had with Skype. But I know you cover the Patriots, and I want to talk about like what you think, because I know you're not short on opinion. Do you think the NFL season's going to be okay?
I think we had the same problem with baseball, didn't
right.
we? I mean,
and they buttoned it up, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's the same questions over and over again about whether or not it was going to take place. There were some growing pains, etc. I mean, basically, this is a real life example of how you go about trying to deal with the COVID-19 environment, but it involves highly paid athletes. I mean, there's going to be people that come down with COVID, and you have to figure out how to deal with it. So I think the season's going to go on. I think they're committed to that. I think perhaps, you know, in the minds of Jason McCourty, the Patriots cornerback safety, they're a little too committed to the season, not committed enough to player safety, and that they shouldn't have played the game last Monday. They should have been entertaining playing the game yesterday. They'd obviously decided to cancel that, but they wanted to have the season. They're going to have the season. That maybe they'll go into a bubble type environment for the postseason or the end of the season as baseball has done. But I think it's kind of the same thing that baseball went through.
If somebody tests, let me just ask you this: you know, you have a lot of people, as you mentioned, these guys are in shape. There's no doubt about it. If they test positive, does that mean they're sick?
I mean, I think it's the same as for everyone. There's different aspects of COVID. Some people are asymptomatic. Some people are sick. Eduardo Rodriguez, the Red Sox pitcher, became sick and also developed myocarditis, which is a heart condition, which kept him from walking up until a couple of weeks ago. He just had to relax and be around the house. So certainly there's less of a susceptibility amongst younger individuals, same type of circumstance where they can get very sick.
We don't know if Stephon Gilmore or Cam Newton were asymptomatic, do we?
So they both said they were asymptomatic at one point in time. We don't know if symptoms developed after that. So they were asymptomatic when they made their announcements regarding COVID, but we don't know if they became symptomatic after that.
The only reason I ask is that there's a chance that from a pure football perspective, this helps the Patriots, right? Because if they had this game not happen this week, they play next weekend and Newton can come back and play, then they would have only had one game without him.
Correct. And, you know, Belichick on Saturday was classic Belichick when asked about scenarios and who was going to play and what their health situation was. He was like, we're hour to hour. We're hour to hour. He kept saying it over and over and over again. So there's not and never has been a lot of open transparency in regards to the Patriots. So we don't quite know what the exact health conditions were, what the timeline is. And a lot of that is you know, up to medical professionals, and Belichick will defer to medical professionals, but medical professionals are never made available to talk about medical things with. So that's the situation.
Speaking of being injury prone, you know, Cam Newton has a history of this these days, and actually has for a while when he was with Carolina. Is he a one-year deal, do you think?
I think that he is obviously on a one-year deal right now. I think that the potential exists for them to re-sign him if it's something that works for everybody. Jared Stidham did not start. Brian Hoyer did the game against the Chiefs. Granted, Stidham was better than Hoyer, but that's not saying much. I think that Cam Newton, you know, if things work out and this is a scenario that makes a lot of sense, I think the Patriots could certainly look at re-signing him. But he was not a guy that was coveted by really anybody coming into this season. And, you know, we'll see if this works. Obviously, the first couple games were great. The COVID-19 situation, not so much.
Yeah.
And then we'll see from there. But I think that it seems to be a relationship that has worked so far.
Well, Cam Newton has a marvelous sense of style, so he's got that going for him, too. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for being on.
No worries. Appreciate it.
Take care. Sorry about the getting started here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.